Hello and welcome to a brand new edition of Five and Out. I'm Wes.
I'm Steve.
And this week we have a very interesting top five for you. What is this week's top five, Steve?
We're taking five different categories and we're figuring out the five worst spokespersons for those categories.
So it's almost like the top five worst possible spokespeople.
It's like that. Because it is that.
All right. Well, we got a lot of show coming at you, so let's get to it. Steve, it's been too long.
Too long. 2 weeks.
2 weeks. And I blame myself for that.
I blame you too.
And my stupid mouth. Are you ready for the next episode of Wes's stupid mouth?
Doo-doo-ba-doo-doo-ba-doo-boop.
His teeth are a mess. His gums are a mess. He's just a mess. It's Wes.
Show canceled.
Aww. Oh, man, I would love it if the show was canceled.
So what happened, Wes?
Basically, last week, we were all set to do this show. And then not my gums, but if you remember, I got gum grafts a few weeks ago. And the gums were fine. But where they got the tissue for the gum grafts kept opening up during the night.
Which is the roof of your mouth, right?
Yes. Yes. Were we talking on this show about the butt gum grafts, or was that the radio show?
No.
That must have been the radio show. They said that to get the tissue from, like, what? Your butt? No, from the roof of my mouth. So, yes, you were correct. And so, yeah, that would open up at night. I think we talked about the last podcast. I woke up to a crime scene. And, yeah, that kept happening morning after morning after morning. And then I went in to get it restitched. It happened again the day that we were supposed to do the podcast, and every time I would start to speak, it would open up again. So, to be honest, we could have done the podcast, but I would have been bleeding all over the microphone.
And it would have taken so long to edit out the gurgles of you choking on your own blood.
Yeah.
My number... Oh, gross.
Yep.
Real gross.
So you were like, dude, take a few days, heal your mouth, so that next week we can come back strong.
And how's the mouth?
I'm still bleeding.
Oh, God. And that's this week. Oh, God.
It's better. I'm eating solid food.
Oh, who's a big boy?
This guy. And I'm brushing my teeth.
Wow.
My own teeth by myself.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
So proud of you.
Thank you. So it's good. It's fine. I'm back. Better than ever. Wesley 2.0. Here it is.
Looks remarkably like Wesley 1.0.
With better gums.
Ah.
With less roof of my mouth.
All right.
Yeah.
Dude, I had a sad realization today.
You're 30.
I have this realization every day for about the last 6 months.
Yep.
No, today was the first day that actually felt like fall to me.
Yep.
Oh, God. I woke up and it was dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I went outside and needed a jacket to take my dog for a walk. And I got pelted in the face by leaves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep. Yep. There's Halloween decorations everywhere.
No.
I know. Thanksgiving right around the corner.
Boo. I love Thanksgiving, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I do, too.
Thanksgiving... I think now at this point in my life, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday.
Sure.
I think so.
Now that you have to give gifts at Christmas as well as receive them. Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, speaking of gifts for Christmas.
What'd you get me?
Nothing!
Yeah.
I got you a gum graft.
Oh, great. Can I return it?
You may not.
Damn it.
I've got this slice of your upper roof of your mouth.
Oh, God.
This is a little Steve life pro tip coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
We are quickly approaching the time of year when you need to start buying gifts for people. Yeah, that thing that's coming up pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I've developed a little strategy throughout the year that whenever I'm hanging out with people, and
don't buy gifts for them.
Whenever I'm hanging out with them, I just say, everyone may I have your attention. I am not buying any of you a gift at any point in time. Carry on.
Good strategy, man.
Yeah, so you just set that groundwork.
Yeah.
Expectations low.
And everyone's like, man, Steve is a dick, but he's honest.
Actually, when people mention something that they very much like, or you know, they you know, they wish they could have gotten this for themselves, but they didn't, blah, 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 this kind of thing. I just take out my phone and on my little notepad app, I just make a note and I say, Wes, he would really like some skin on the upper part of his mouth.
I would love that.
So I jot it down.
Great.
So now about this time of year, you know, I've got several gifts ideas for several of the important people in my life. So when it comes to Christmas shopping, it's like, it's just, what on this list do I want to get them? That they don't even know that they have created this list.
Okay.
But yet I have a list of gifts for them.
What a life pro tip.
It's a good
Steve.
One, man.
Yeah.
It really is a good one.
That's good.
I've been accumulating them for the last several months, and today I just opened it up to be like, yeah, what? I was like, oh, I got some stuff in here.
Yeah.
I got some gems in here.
Now, how much is this expensive stuff, cheap stuff?
That's up to you.
Okay.
It's whatever you want to, whatever you want to jot down. Like, I like to have a couple of different things, depending on who the friend is, you know?
Okay.
Like, if it's my mom that she has mentioned things, I like to have a couple of real, like, inexpensive small things, and then something, perhaps, that costs a bit more because she's my mom. You know,
gum
same
grafts.
Thing with, she loves gum grafts.
Yeah.
It's her favorite thing to buy them for other people.
Oh, God.
Obviously, your significant other, the range is pretty big on that, but, sometimes, like, there was one, I just have one that's, I just wrote, for someone, and because I thought this was just so cool. You know, it's a candle that is the guy from Raiders of the Lost Ark that when he starts getting melted by the Ark of the Covenant, so when you light the wick, he melts like he does in the Ark of the Covenant.
Nice.
It's awesome. It's so cool.
That's really cool, dude.
But I was like, I just saw it one day. I was like, man, I don't know who I'm going to get this for, but I'm going to get it for someone.
Mm-hmm.
So I just put that link on my little notepad thing. So someone eventually will get that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man. It's just a cool, like, so a little pro tip.
That's great,
when
man.
You got friends that just mention things that they want or want to do, whatever, jot it down.
I have a Wes pro tip for life. Do not throw your phone in the toilet.
Prove it.
I did last Thursday.
Really?
Yeah.
So you got your mouth cut apart,
mm-hmm.
and to celebrate, you threw a toilet in your phone.
I threw my toilet at my phone. My toilet doesn't work anymore. I had to go to Verizon and get a new one.
But now my toilet's got 4G LTE.
Woo! Unlimited data, bitch!
You want to see dump pictures?
Yeah. So, yeah, actually, it was Wednesday night. The phone fell off. Like, I put my phone, like, on the sink and just kind of slapped it around a bit, I guess. I don't even know how it happened.
Had a couple of drinks, and I did some things I wasn't proud of, and I beat the shit out of my phone.
Hey, man, we've all been there, right? Sometimes a phone talks back. You got to give it a smack, put it in its place.
And drown it in the toilet.
That's right.
Until it dies.
I'm like,
mean, maybe not.
Oh, God, what did I do? And then, yeah, so I thought it was fine. It worked for a couple hours afterward. And
did you immediately do the rice thing?
I thought about it, but it was working just fine.
How long was it submerged?
Like seconds. Mere seconds.
Was
maybe
this clean
1 second.
Water? Was this clean water?
Poopy,
pee-pee water.
It might have been pee-pee water.
Pee-pee water?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
A little bit of pee-pee water. I mean, okay. So
I
what
I
need
you
to put
called, in... I would love if you called the Verizon guy. Hey, I dropped my phone in the toilet. And he's like, guy's like, all right, now you got to tell me. Is that regular water? Was that a little bit of pee-pee water?
But pee-pee water.
Now your phone's dead.
Oh, God. You got to put a little bit of pee-pee rice.
All right, quick, cook some rice with some pee-pee, and then stick your phone in there right away.
Yeah, that's right, right? Oh, so it's cooked rice is how you deal with phones.
Right, right.
Okay, good. So, yeah, dropped my phone in the toilet, had to go get a new one the next day because I didn't realize how much I relied on my goddamn phone.
Oh, yeah, man.
Got my calendar, got my to-do list, my note-taking apps and lists and all this other bullshit on there I can't do without, not to mention my texts and my phone.
I was going to say, not to mention your main communication device with every other person.
Exactly. So I had to put on my Facebook. I don't use Facebook very often. I was like, if you need to get a hold of me, guess what? You can't. So do it on here, and maybe I'll get it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone is really excited to try to get in conversation with you.
Zero likes.
Weird.
Weird. So, yeah, man, it was a shitty-ass week last week.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
No. Well, hey, that week is over.
And you know what? The end of the quarter at my job was today, so I'm looking at a brand new quarter. Things are looking up.
It's a bright future for you, man.
Bright future that is actually dark outside right now, so I don't know if that's a metaphor for something.
No, I don't want to. I can't. Man, I just feel it. This is the time of year where I start getting, like, start getting down.
You're already getting there.
Because, I mean, you wake up and it's dark and you go to bed, or you come home from work and it's dark and...
You go to bed and it's still dark.
You go to bed and it's dark. When you wake up in the middle of the night, it's dark. I don't know about this night bullshit, but I don't like it. There's something so disheartening to me about waking up and it is dark. And it makes it so much harder to wake up when it's dark outside. So you wake up, take the dog out, and it's cold, and you go to work, and then you come back, and you spent the entire day of sunshine inside a building. Mm-hmm. So you come out like, I live in eternal darkness! And I'm cold! Like, I know I sound really dramatic, because this is honestly like the first day of fall.
Yeah.
But I fucking hate the winter. Like, I fucking hate it. I hate it.
Yep.
People joke about, especially if you're from the Midwest, you know, especially, you know, Chicago, like in Wisconsin, Minnesota, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone will always joke like, oh yeah, like I was going to move away, I'll move to Florida like the old people during the winters. Ha ha. Mm-hmm. For the last 6-7 years, it has been a legitimate, real thought to me where I'm like, can I just go get a part-time job somewhere warm and come back in the spring? Because I fucking hate this.
That's interesting, because I work from home. I can literally do my job anywhere. So I might do that.
Please, do. Yeah. Get out of here. Save yourself.
I'll phone you every day, unless I throw it in the toilet. And then I'll Facebook you every day.
And I will not respond. All right, real quick, what have you been playing? What have you been watching?
I finished, because I couldn't go out and do anything, because every time I talked, my gums would explode.
Hello, ladies.
Did you
talk to the tall guy with the blood mouth? I thought he was cute.
I thought he was really interesting.
Oh, just the way he just kept spitting blood on my tank top and drooling it into my beer.
Yeah, I thought he brings something to the table. And that something is hemoglobin.
Tons and tons of infected hemoglobin.
I do have many blood diseases.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I ran through the game Rain. I beat the shit out of Guacamelee. Loved that game, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And now I just started a new game. Again, it was a PS Plus free game. Stealth Inc. 2.
Oh, okay.
I really like the first one, Stealth Inc.
Right.
And this one takes what's good about the first one and it adds on it, much like a sequel should. And it's great, man.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that's what I've been playing. I've been watching a lot of my shows that come back. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. just came back. Watched the premiere today.
Okay.
Freaking great.
All right.
Liked that. And besides that, not much. Right. Watching my life go by as fall sets in, as watching my blood exit my body.
As winter is coming. Mm-hmm. As I have for the last several weeks.
I didn't ask, Steve.
Have just been looking for a friend, looking for someone to hear my words so they do not fall on deaf ears.
So, Steve. What have you been playing? What have you been watching?
Nothing.
Okay, great.
Nothing. As for the last several weeks, I've been playing Metal Gear. I've just been giving everything to that game because it is so goddamn good.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I've been... This is beyond Metal Gear because I don't want to dwell on that anymore. Something I've really appreciated a lot about my PS4, which I hadn't really used in the last year, is the headphone jack on that baby.
Okay.
Do you ever use that baby on there?
No.
Dude, it's fantastic.
Do you have friends on there?
No, it is not to speak to anybody. It is just to hear the audio of the game.
Oh, okay.
So you just plug your headphones into the bottom of the controller in the headphone jack.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Metal Gear, you know, sound is very important because it tells you, you can hear the footsteps of the approaching soldiers. You know, there's a lot of auditory clues as you're playing the game. So it's a very important part. And like, Holly was in the other room. She was watching a movie, and I got to one, like, you know, action-packed part, a bunch of explosions and stuff, and, like, didn't want to be that loud. So I put the headphones on just to, you know, let her watch her movie in peace, and I'm doing my thing. And I was like, oh, my God, like, this is actually more immersive to me because it just, you know, I just feel much more in the game, and I can pinpoint those sounds a lot better. So I've been using the headphones, and not just for Metal Gear now. The other day, she was in the other room doing something. I was like, I'm just going to watch some YouTube clips, but I'm going to plug the headphones in on this baby and just have it just for me. And so you don't need to fill your room with sound. You get better sound, and it's not as invasive to other people, to your neighbors, just by putting those headphones in there. And it's been great, dude. I love it.
That's awesome, dude.
I love it. So now I'm pretty sure what I'm asking for Christmas is the PS4-specific wireless headphones.
Mm-hmm.
So they're – yeah, man, it's really cool. It's a feature that – it is kind of overlooked with the system, and it's been great.
Hold on. Let me take a quick note really fast. So what you want for Christmas is...
Yeah, the PlayStation Gold headphones, wireless. Yeah.
Got it. So,
and actually,
right.
I was doing a little research on the best headphones for game. I know this is something that PC gamers have had, you know, for years and years. They often use the headsets. But apparently, the PlayStation ones, they're like $99 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they test just as good as the ones that cost like $350 or, you know, $299 or whatever it is. Apparently, they're just a really, really good sounding headset. It has like 7.1 digital surround sound and
great.
Yeah, it's really
whatever that means.
It's real good stuff.
7.1, is that better than 6.2?
It is. It
wow.
is better.
That's
it
great.
Is better.
What does that number even mean?
7.1 is basically the number of speakers essentially that it is simulating.
Ah,
so.
Okay.
2.1 surround sound is, it's two speakers and a subwoofer. So that 0.1, I believe, is always the subwoofer.
Okay.
So when it, for a long time, it was 5.1, which was basically all the corners of the room plus a center channel. So that mm-hmm. was three in the front and two in the back. That's 5.1. Now 7.1 is an even more encompassing surround sound.
Okay.
The higher the number, theoretically, the better the sound.
Sure.
More
sure.
surround. So. But yeah, man, it's real cool little feature on the PS4 that I just recently took advantage of, and it's awesome.
Well, that's great, man. While you've been playing with your PS4 headphones, I went and had a McRib for the first time in 6 years. Yes.
First, what I need to know is what series of events led to you saying, you know what? Let's do this, McRib. What happened before? That's what I need to know first.
Well, first of all, my gums exploded.
Right.
Then I threw my phone
in the toilet. So you were
looking
for the calming, soothing, barbecue-y porkiness of the McRib to soothe your savage mouth.
That's right, man. Then I threw my phone in the toilet, of course. And then the show that I'm helping out with, The show's actually an hour away, and we were all joking about, we were on the way back to Chicago, and we were all joking about how, oh my God, McRib is back. We should all get a McRib. And it was all, do you actually want to get a McRib? At that point, I was like, I have nothing else to live for.
I was going to say, you were really just trying to bottom out there, weren't you?
That's right. I was trying to hit rock bottom, and I did.
So now, there you are. You're standing at McDonald's. You've just ordered the McRib. What happens next?
Okay, I just want to point out, a lot of people hit the booze, hit the hard drugs. I hit the McRib, okay? That's my bottoming out.
I don't know. I honestly don't know what's worse.
I think the McRib might do it.
I think this is the worst case scenario. Steve, I cut my mouth apart. I threw my toilet at my phone. I decided I would do crystal meth. That's probably the worst.
Yeah.
Number two is probably I ate a McRib. Actually, yeah. I take that back. I ate multiple McRibs.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. So I ordered the McRib, and I, you know, I had a few minutes there to really just think about what I've done. And then I got the McRib. And McDonald's has this weird thing where they're trying to make it a dining experience where the people bring the food out to you instead of just calling your name or whatever. I don't know what they're trying to, if they're trying to fool us.
What a bunch of assholes.
I know, right? This isn't fine dining. Call my name, you animals.
treat me like an animal.
Yeah. And I open it up, and there's this barbecue sauce everywhere. It looked like my bed after I woke up that last week. It was terrible. And I, you know me, I have this weird hand thing where I have to have my hands clean. I couldn't get the thing out without getting my hands all dirty. Then I ate the McRib, and everybody around me ate the McRibs. It's basically a crack den, but a McRib den.
It was like a suicide pact. You were all drinking the Kool-Aid.
That's right. That's right. Nobody was making eye contact. It was just awkward, porky, barbecue-y shame.
Ooh. I believe that is the slogan for the McRib, right?
Verbatim.
Man. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Porky, sausage, shame.
So before the McRib, we traveled there. We were all laughing, high-spirited, having a good time. The rest of the ride back to Chicago was silent.
God. God. It sounds so college-esque. We're like, someone gets drunk, and so like, dude, you should totally do that. You're right, I'm totally going to do that. And then they do that thing, and then you don't talk anymore. No. It's quiet.
Mm-hmm.
It's quiet. Like, dude, I'm going to jump off this balcony. Yeah. And then he's just laying in the bush six stories down like, oh.
It's like, should we go? We should go.
We should all just go home.
Yeah.
God. So how long did it take before you pooped your pants?
Almost immediately.
Just a bite. Oh, God.
I got to finish it because I can't lose this $3.19.
Did you at least, accent it with some fries and a drink?
Of course I did.
Thank God. If you just went solo McRib, God, which is, by the way, one of the worst porn star names I can think of. Solo McRib.
Actually, I substituted the fries for another McRib.
But cut up into fry size.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then I substituted the drink for another McRib.
Just for a glass of barbecue sauce, please. Yeah. Mm, yes.
Yeah, so a lot of good decisions this past week, Steve.
God, man. No wonder I didn't talk to you for like 7 days. Good God.
He was like, well, Wes is either, you know, really busy with work, or he had a McRib.
Or he McRibbed himself. He solo McRibbed himself. My God, man. My God.
So I'm glad that I'm here today. I might have shaved about 20 years off my life.
Hey, but you're still standing.
Am I?
Well, you're limping a bit.
Yeah.
Good God, man. All right.
Anyway, Steve, enough about the McRib and it's all of its juices.
Ew.
Yeah.
That sounds like a medieval torture. You are sentenced to bathe in McRib juices.
No. Give me the torture rag, please.
No.
Oh, no.
The juices of Saint McRib.
No, not the same. Now, we got to get to some emails from the top five from 2 weeks ago, top five, which was our top five tattoos. And
with your awesome tattoos.
Yeah, you know, the ones that I really just knocked it out of the park on.
Yeah, you did real good.
Yep. I was listening to the so this past week I had to do a lot of extra work for my day job. I had to put in a lot of extra hours and actually ran out of my regular podcast to listen to. So I threw on some of our old ones. Some good stuff there. But I threw on last week's top five, or the tattoos, and it started out great. I think we were all shucking and jiving, just doing what we do. And then we got to the top five, and I was like, I hate me.
I gotta say, man, If we went to the pool and you pulled off that shirt, I'd be like, oh, no.
I don't know what it is about thinking up tattoos, but my mind just went blank or in weird places. I don't know why. I was just not good at thinking up tattoos.
Oh, man. Your tattoos are bad.
Well,
they're bad.
I did get all five of them on my body.
Oh, man.
Do you want to see them?
Ah!
Here's my brave heart. Anyway, we got some top fives written in from some of our listeners, and we got to go through them because they are way better than my top five.
It's true.
Anthony writes in his top five. His number five is Charlie Day's forearms tattoos from Pacific Rim.
I don't specifically recall them because Pacific Rim, nothing is recalled from Pacific Rim in my mind. Except, by the way, I actually meant to bring this up earlier. Did you notice that Pacific Rim 2 has officially been canceled?
Wait, what?
Yes.
No!
Yes.
Why?
Suspended indefinitely. It was removed from the release schedule, and now Pitch Perfect 3 has taken its place in the release schedule.
Will Pitch Perfect 3 have kaijus?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, gonna,
but they will defeat them with the power of song.
What if the rival a cappella group are just a bunch of large monsters?
I mean, I'm down.
Are you?
I'm not going to see it anyway, so you do what you do.
Steve, I don't think you're down. You're physically wilting. But here is the tattoos. You sent us a couple of links. What do you think, man?
So we got a couple of like cartoonish looking kaiju tattooed on the forearms.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fine. That's fine. I mean, if I like grew up reading Pacific Rim and stuff, totally get why that would be a thing or feel like an important thing to me. It's just not.
Sure.
So that would not be a tattoo for me, but they're not terrible.
Okay. Well, his number four is a Polynesian tribal style tattoo of Erdnot Rex's face and headpiece armor from Mass Effect. Placement would be on the right shoulder.
Oh, that's really cool, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it better than my chest covered in paw prints?
To be fair, nothing is better than your chest covered in little puppy paw prints.
That's right. His number three is the Ernest Hemingway quote used in the movie Kingsman: Secret Service. There is nothing noble in being superior to your fellow man. True nobility is being superior to your former self.
Ooh. That's good.
That's good right there. I like that.
Too bad I don't believe a goddamn word of it.
That's right. His number two is a full-armored Uruk-hai holding the white hand banner from LOTR. Full back tattoo.
Whoa!
I know!
Ballsy.
I know.
Wow.
A lot of LOTR tattoos running around. Well, you had your Oliphant?
I mean, they're just so epic, and they can be very artistic as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a great world to pull a tattoo from, for sure.
Sure.
I thought about doing the Balrog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather have some puppy paws over my heart instead of a Balrog.
Yeah. So now the Balrog paw print.
Ooh.
Ooh.
A full body Balrog footprint.
Yeah. His number one is the Aztec calendar face placement on his left shoulder.
Okay.
He sent us a link. Let's take a look at it. Oh, yeah. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's very cool. And you can tie that into the TV, video games, and movies. Very Uncharted-esque. Also very Indiana Jones-esque.
Very, very true. All right, good top five. Our last email comes from Duck-a-pucker-newton-gaines. So he writes in his top five, his number five, he says, I've already got a pop culture-inspired tattoo on my left shoulder, the Elder Sign from H.P. Lovecraft fiction. What I'd like to get under it is a tattoo of Doctor Strange studying a magical tome. So it looks like the Elder Sign is a magic spell coming from the book.
Wow.
I know.
That's cool.
He's adding to a previous tattoo. He's building like Legos.
Is that where he went? The Lego tattoo parlor?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the tattoo troll parlor was
That's
closed.
Cool.
His number four was a work accident from back when I worked on the Geek Squad. Left my right thumb with my scar that looks like the... I'm going to start this over. Sorry, Duncan. A work accident from back when I worked on the Geek Squad left my right thumb with my scar that looks like the smile of Oogie Boogie from The Nightmare Before Christmas. So I like to get his eyes tattooed over the scar, much like they are drawn on my thumb in the reference picture.
That's also really pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I look forward to seeing the picture. Let me see that picture.
Let's see that picture right back. Oh, my God. Look at that.
Wow.
So he sent us a picture of
So I was anticipating the kind of like outline of, because the Oogie Boogie Man is the, he's kind of like the bag look, like burlap sack kind of guy. Mm-hmm. But it's more of like a smiley face kind of thing on there is the way the scar looks. And especially when the photo that he's showing us here has the stitches in the mouth. Mm-hmm. And he, with pen, drew in the eyes. Very, very Halloween-ish looking, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Very creepy. Very creepy. His number three, though, is Earthbound. It's my favorite video game of all time, so I like the main cast tattooed around my left leg, just above the ankle.
Okay. Man, you know what? I've never played Earthbound, but I know exactly what the cover of that game looks like, because I always wanted to play it when I was a kid.
Okay.
Never did, though.
Neither have I. But his number two is from Douglas Adams on his right shoulder. I like to get the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy Planet mascot, which is basically a smiley face, a green smiley face without the eyes, tongue hanging out, and basically the two hands with the fingers and the ears giving you the blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
is there a better way to describe it than doing the
Yeah. You get what I'm saying, right, guys?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Put both your thumbs in your ears and go, ha, la, 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 la. That's the face. You know the face.
Or you could look it up. No. Or you could just take my word for it.
No, that you do what I just said to do.
Okay.
Everyone do it now.
His number one is a full space mural on my back with my favorite ships from the top five spaceships list.
Wow.
How about that shit?
God. I've not had a tattoo, but I can only imagine how horrifyingly bad that would hurt. Have an entire back of a solar system with five really intricately drawn spaceships. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But, guys, thank you so much for writing in your top fives. As always, we love, love, love hearing what you guys have to say, especially when certain people's top five lists weren't up to par. Looking at you, mirror. So
that brings us to this week's top five.
Steve, what is this week's top five?
So we're doing something a little different this week. Mm-hmm. We chose five different categories of advertisement, and we need to pick the worst possible character to advertise for a particular product in that category.
That was a very succinct way of putting it. Did you rehearse this before you came over?
36 times.
Good. Well, I would expect it to be way better than that.
Yeah, so worst, we got a couple categories. Worst dude to advertise the worst product in that category.
Yes. So our first category is we both had electronics.
Yes.
I went with a camera phone, and I went political. I went Anthony Weiner. Can you think of a worst spokesperson? For those of you who don't know, this guy had multiple sexting scandals over Twitter and other social media, but it all starts with a camera phone. And
I like that you say camera phone as if there is an alternate kind of phone right now.
Well, you know, you have your landlines, you have your
Do you? Do you?
Yeah, I mean, and then you have the two cans with the string in between them, and you have
so
these phones.
Tell me what particular phone he's advertising and who...
Steve, he's doing the iPhone 6.
6S, the brand new one.
That's right, the iPhone 6S with the camera that's in high definition, the most high definition camera there is.
It shoots in 4K,
sure,
yes.
And 4D almost.
You can smell his dick.
That's right. And I picked this not mainly because of all those sexting scandals with him shooting his dick everywhere in those pictures. But because this huge fall from grace that he went from this fairly successful congressman down to running for mayor of New York and then almost immediately have a new sexting scandal to being a spokesperson for an iPhone 6S where he'd have to make fun of himself and he might even have to do his alternate persona, Carlos Danger, in these iPhone commercials where he's like, I support iPhone 6S. And he goes, well, I support iPhone 6S as well.
Oh, man. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now we're talking. Where Anthony Weiner's like, you can take great pictures of your family. He's like, oh, your dick.
That's what I pictured as the worst spokesman. Anthony Weiner / Carlos Danger.
Carlos Danger. Sending, what did you say? Shooting my dick everywhere.
This phone can mass text everyone.
Strong. That's a strong pick right there.
Thank you.
Once you bring that Carlos Danger in there, I'm on board now.
Thank
you. Now I'm on board.
Carlos Danger can save almost anything.
Man, you beat me on the five spot. Beat me in the five spot.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep. I went with a nanny cam is mm-hmm. the product that is good. You know, like the ones that are like in a teddy bear or, you know, something along those lines. And of course, the spokesperson for this particular item is going to be none other than one Freddy Krueger.
Oh, sure.
Because obviously Freddy's sales pitch on this during the commercial is going to basically the point of it is going to get where he says, now you'll know when everybody is asleep all of the time. to the point where you, the idea of Freddy Krueger monitoring your children to wait until they fall asleep while they have no idea they're being monitored is pretty horrifying to me.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine the parents, they're like, yeah, yeah, it sounds good. Yeah. Gotta keep an eye on the nanny here and make sure Freddy Krueger knows when our kids are asleep. Gotta do that for sure, yeah. I like it. Sign me up.
Sure, sure. Now, Freddy Krueger, he'd be selling them, right? He'd just be the spokesman, right? He wouldn't actually be watching for everyone's kid to be asleep.
Wouldn't he?
You're right.
Wouldn't he? I mean, the problem is Freddy Krueger's already, he's already got a pretty good idea what's going on with your kids.
Yeah, yeah.
But now you're just giving him NSA level clearance on all the kids.
He's at the nanny cam database.
Yeah, so he's going to be like, he's going to do a commercial and be like, yeah, like the added security of knowing when your children, like, watch, keeping a watchful eye on your children all the time. And then he's going to leave that and walk into like this central database and be like, all right, time to get to work. Like, just jump from dream to dream, murdering children. You know that classic story.
Oh, yes, murdering little children.
Yeah, so Freddy Krueger nanny cam, probably not a great combo.
All right, good pick, good pick. Shall we move on to our number four?
We shall.
Which is an item of clothing.
Yes.
So what I pictured that the worst spokesman for a line of women's dresses would be Buffalo Bill.
No!
From Silence of the Lambs.
Fucking way.
Is that what you had too?
My number, but it's not for women's dresses. I have Buffalo Bill as my number four.
What is your item?
My Buffalo Bill is for just the Gap.
The Gap. I went with a line of like, Ralph Lauren women's dresses, like, you know, with just that voice and him wearing the dress.
Well,
he's like, I like this dress even better than the dress I made at home.
This is because there have been some good, you know, Gap taglines, or most notably Fall into the Gap, and you know, whatever. So once they do the Buffalo Bill advertising campaign, it's so, and the way that I see it, it's going to be Buffalo Bill, you know, against that white, you know, general backdrop with the creepy-ass song from Silence of the Lambs as, like, he's wearing, it could be a women's dress. The next one, it could be him in, like, khakis and a sweater doing his gross, weird dance. And then this is the tagline for the new campaign. I'd fuck me. Gap. I'd fuck me.
So it sounds like I went with a specific product, and you went with a specific brand for
yes.
each of these.
But you know what? I'm going to go – not every single one.
Okay.
I'm going to give my honorable mention at four, actually.
Okay, fantastic.
Since you – that's so weird that we both did Buffalo Bill at four. That's very strange.
And you went with the Gap just because Buffalo Bill is creepy? And
I mean, because Gap is – I mean, I can't think of a more just like – I mean, I wear Gap clothes, but, you know, generic in a way of, like, safe clothing. You know, like, there's not big logos. There's not super vibrant colors. There's, it's khakis and a sweater, or jeans and a button down, or, you know, it's just, you know, an everyday normal wear. So to put this ultra creepy dude, and like, and he's not, and not in everyone is he going to be in khakis and a sweater. It'll be like him in khakis, but they'll be ripped up and his weird nipple piercings hanging out. And he's just the creepiest dude in the most non-threatening clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And then who knows? Maybe there can be a Hannibal Lecter cameo in one. Who knows?
Oh, sure. Who knows? The sky's the limit.
Wearing the mask, but still wearing khakis and a turtleneck.
Oh, yeah.
So my honorable mention then. I'm going to go with Bob with bitch tits from Fight Club advertising for Victoria's Secret. Specifically bras, obviously.
See, my honorable mention was Norm MacDonald as Colonel Sanders. Spokesperson for Victoria's Secret bras. Because he just likes them breasts. Get it?
I do. I like the idea of Bob with bitch tits, of all these angels walking down the runway.
Oh, yeah.
Where these beautiful supermodel women. And then Big Fat Meatloaf. But then he gets his own commercial where he's like, well, when I'm looking for the real support and lift, then I mean, no ladies are buying that.
No. That's the worst spokesman.
Like, no guy is going to be with his wife and be like, oh, baby, is this the Bob with bitch tits bra? Oh, baby. So I went with the two-handed approach, if you will, of Buffalo Bill and Bob with bitch tits.
All right, man. Well, why don't you start us off with a number three? What's a number three?
Numero three. We are going to go with a spokesperson for a particular charity. My particular character is, I cannot recall his name. Oh, I just lost it.
Oh, God.
It's the guy from Pan's Labyrinth. With his eyes in his hands.
Oh, the hand-eye coordination man.
The hand-eye coordination man. Yeah. He's called the Pale Man. That's what, he doesn't have a better name.
Sure.
It's just the Pale Man. For those who have not seen Pan's Labyrinth, he's this human-esque looking guy, but he looks like he's made out of scrotum, to be honest. He looks like a plucked chicken is what his skin looks like.
Yeah.
And he has no eyes. And then you realize that his eyes are inside the palms of his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, he's got this huge banquet of food in front of him. And you cannot eat from the banquet. Otherwise, he will wake up and he will eat poor, defenseless children.
Oh, yes.
That's kind of his thing.
Yeah.
Eating kids. So
I'm noticing a running theme on your list is death to children.
So maybe. But this guy, of course.
My number two is the monster under the bed.
So the Pale Man, of course, is going to be the spokesperson for like UNICEF or like Save the Children in Africa.
Oh, God.
So it's going to be one of those things like your donation of 15 cents a day can save these children. Or they'll take a bite of something from the table. And, like, at the end of the thing, it'll show the Pale Man, like, chasing these kids. Just this, like, one of the most horrifying. So, like, the commercial will be the this big banquet table with him sitting at the end and the camera, like, slowly panning around all these children around this starving children around this giant table of the most extravagant food, and they'll be sitting there, but your 15 cents will prevent these, like, will feed them. They won't have to eat from the banquet table. And then towards the end of the commercial, one of the kids will grab, you know, whatever. He'll let's say he grabs, just like in Pan's Labyrinth, he grabs a grape.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the Pale Man springs to life and chases, like, oh, God!
If you would have given 15 cents, this child would have lived.
And there you go. So I'm not saying it's an ineffective campaign.
No.
I mean, that does more for me than just showing me the sad kids.
Oh, especially if they show him eating that child.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I not clear? Oh. That's what happens next.
Oh.
That child, the last 15 seconds of the advertisement is the kid being eaten by the Pale Man.
And there's no voiceover, no music. It's just this kid being eaten.
And at the bottom, there is just a scrolling line of words that says, "You could have prevented this. You could have prevented this. You could have prevented this." I mean, I got 15 cents right now.
I think the USA would bankrupt itself.
Yeah.
And Africa, or wherever, would be the richest nation after this.
So there you go. There's now, so you say, you know, horror to children. But you know what? You sacrifice a couple of kids and all of a sudden a lot of them are saved. Well, you know, you sacrifice a few to save the many from the Pale Man.
Well, my charity spokesperson, much less blood.
Okay.
I went that route.
I'm going for results, Wes. Okay. Sometimes you got to crack a few eggs.
But the legitimate worst spokesperson I could think of for the Salvation Army is Gwyneth Paltrow.
What?
Because she does not understand what it's like to be poor and to need, like, discount things. She has a blog where she recommends these, for example, like, handbags worth thousands of dollars. There are lists online that list out all of her most pretentious quotes. For example, I have one written down right here. One of her quotes is, "I'd rather smoke crack than eat cheese from a tin." She writes shit like that. She says shit like that. And she also, one of her quotes is, I am who I am. I can't pretend to be poor," or something like that, to like defend this blog of hers that is all about her rich ass lifestyle. Like, she talks about her mini trips to Paris and Europe and all this stuff. So I just think that the most legitimate worst spokesperson for the Salvation Army, which is helpful to people in need, would be Gwyneth Paltrow. They're in her like $1 million dress. Her $1 million tiara. I just imagine she wears a tiara wherever she goes.
Probably.
And, you know, it's this filmed in Paris or whatever about the Salvation Army.
Wow. So
a little real world for you.
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, mine was actually too real for you, Wes.
That's right.
So, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So my number, so we're going number two.
And then I mentioned she eats children at the end. As
well. By the way. So, and please. Be sure to donate to the Salvation Army. Nom, 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 nom. Babies!
And I forget, like, she compares, she's like, her life is like war because constant Twitter comments, like, dehumanize her, like war does. She's, like, quoted as saying stuff like that.
See, with your explanation, I understand what you're saying. But if I were to turn on the TV right now and see, like, "Hi, I'm Gwyneth Paltrow. The Salvation Army is a great..." I wouldn't immediately be like, "Fuck you, Gwyneth Paltrow." I'd be like, "All right, whatever." I'd still just... Actually, I know exactly what would happen. If Gwyneth Paltrow came out for Salvation Army, I would do the same thing I always do when I see Gwyneth Paltrow. I'd say, "Are you pretty?" "You're not unattractive."
Yeah.
"But yet, I don't know. I don't know what you are, Gwyneth Paltrow." And I would do that for 30 seconds. And be like, "What was she saying? I don't remember." She and Nicole Kidman just live in that world of, "I think you're beautiful."
Mm-hmm.
"Are you?" "Yeah. I don't know how I feel about you."
Sure.
But apparently she's a big old bitch.
She's oblivious to... She doesn't understand what it's like to be poorer.
Okay.
So, yeah, just legitimate real world pick for a bad spokesperson.
All right, Wes, why don't you give us the number two?
Number two is a hygiene product. I went with Dove soap.
Yeah.
And I picked...
Some good stuff. That's some good stuff, that Dove soap.
I picked something from our childhood. I picked Pigpen from the Peanuts cartoon.
He's great for that.
No, he's terrible because I looked it up. Dust and dirt are like... He like magnetically attracts them.
What?
So
is he a mutant?
He's a mutant. There's these comic strips where he cleans himself and he steps outside and dust and dirt just just immediately attach themselves to him in a big old cloud. So you can imagine, like, oh, I'm so clean after this shower with Dove soap. He steps out of the shower, dust and dirt immediately cling to him. That's what I imagined.
But what I imagine is Pigpen. Pigpen is in a commercial for, like, Tide laundry detergent or something like that.
Did he...
No, it's like they're like human kids or something that are like there's a Charlie Brown kid, there's a Pigpen kid.
Sure.
And then they wash the Pigpen's clothes in Tide, and he goes back out and he doesn't have the stink lines anymore. All of a sudden he's clean, Pigpen.
Well, that Tide commercial is obviously not canon. This Dove soap commercial will be with the normal peanuts canon, my friend.
See, and then even if that's the case, I still think it's a great commercial where if Pigpen goes in and gets washed and he comes out and immediately gets sucked and like, and then Dove commercial or the Dove soap's like, well, at least we tried.
Dove soap.
Dove soap. I mean, it's better than he was.
We'll keep you clean for a bit.
I don't know. I feel like Pigpen, that is marketing gold, baby.
I don't think so.
That's marketing. He is the most like quintessential dirty kid.
Well, let's
dirty
be
person.
Soap is soap. It's going to clean you no matter what. For Dove soap, it's like, well, what? Whoever Pigpen's a spokesperson for, it's like, well, what's there? You want soap? You want soap to make you stay clean for a while, not for a second.
Yeah. But I would like that commercial better than the ones that are currently running for Dove, which are just a bunch of women washing their face saying, oh, it doesn't leave any residue.
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
But Steve, would you buy it on the marketing merits of the commercial?
I buy it anyway.
Or would you buy it because there's a character who you like?
I buy it for various reasons. Well, let me tell you why mine... You're not buying mine in any way, shape, or form.
Tell me why.
A, because you don't need it. One, this is going to be for Tampax tampons.
You don't think I need it. How do you think my mouth stopped bleeding?
Ew. And the spokesperson for Tampax tampons is going to be Pizza the Hut from the movie Spaceballs.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's a doozy.
That is a doozy.
That is a doozy. And to be honest, I can't take credit on this one. I told my wife that we were doing this top five, and this is the first thing she fired out. And I was like, well, shit. The bar has been set, madam. The bar has been set. So for those who are not familiar, get familiar today.
Spaceballs. Stop this podcast.
Seriously, go watch Spaceballs. You need to do it. Spaceballs, you see a small cameo from a character that is a parody of Jabba the Hutt called Pizza the Hutt,
mm-hmm.
who essentially is just a giant melty piece of cheese and like toppings and just pieces like of a pepperoni fall off him as he's talking, and he's got eyes and a mouth. He's disgusting. It's one of those things where like as a child you would draw like an animated piece of pizza as, you know, like a little character. Yeah, the crust is at the bottom, and like put eyes on him. He's like, oh, I'm your buddy, the pepperoni pizza piece.
You had a sad childhood.
I mean, I liked food. But, and then you're like, okay, we'll make one for real. Oh my God. Someone kill it. Oh no. And then I realized something that Holly, my wife, did not mention. Obviously, so the reason it's going to be super gross is A, Pizza the Hut is super gross on his own. Then all of a sudden, he's talking about periods, and it becomes just even grosser as like a piece of green pepper falls off of his face. And then this is the kicker that Holly did not realize, is that Holly can say, or excuse me, not Holly, Pizza the Hut can say, please don't tell my wife I mixed her name up with Pizza the Hut.
No, don't worry, I won't leave this in. I think it'll stay in.
Pizza the Hut will say, you know, on those really heavy days. And then...
Oh!
And then, like, as just, like, a vein popping,
oh!
A huge amount of pizza sauce is going to just shoot out of Pizza the Hut's neck on those real heavy days.
Steve, why do you hate common decency? Why did you need to put that out into the world?
So, there you go, friend. The worst, honestly, this should be my number one, but the worst spokesperson for any particular item is going to be Pizza the Hut, talking about the horrors of the female period for Tampax tampons.
Well, we didn't go in order of best to worst this time. We just went, we both had, you know, this and
this
then
was,
we're doing
this. This was the order that we decided to do them when we first figured out these five. So there we go.
Because my number one would probably have been the Buffalo Bill selling the women's dresses.
Very strong.
Better than my dress, I mean. Like, that tagline, oof.
But, I'd fuck me.
Oh, awful. Terrible. let's go with our number one now, which is a food product.
Yes.
Now, I went with just general organic produce. And I thought the worst spokesperson for that would be Ronald McDonald. Because not only is he the spokesperson for McDonald's, one of the most disgusting restaurants that, you know, to remind you, sell McRibs, is because do you remember those commercials in the 90s when McDonald's was trying to be more adult and sell salads and stuff, where Ronald McDonald would be out playing golf, dancing in a nightclub?
No.
Doing his taxes. I don't think that was a real commercial, but there are commercials out there where he's doing adult things, trying to sell this idea. I just pictured a resurgence of that with organic produce. Have you seen, okay, let's take organic, 100%, like no chemicals, like carrots. We all know what carrots look like, right?
Yes.
Okay, they have a big end, a small end. They're long, orange, and phallic shaped, right?
Right.
Organic carrots have a big end, but then they have like a whole bunch of smaller ends. They're like an echidna penis. All right. So can you imagine this fucking clown trying to sell you on the idea of these horrifying looking vegetables? I think McDonald's sales would actually go up that year because people would go away from those horrifying looking vegetables.
I think you're exposing some deeper truths here, Wes.
What's that?
That you fear things that are not the norm. You want your carrots to look like carrots. You want your cucumbers to be perfectly straight. No bend in your cucumber.
I want my carrots to look like food, not echidna penises.
I mean, so you just want to look like a regular penis?
Yes.
Fair. Okay. Okay. Although, to be fair, anything marketed with clowns, I'm immediately not interested in.
Exactly.
Well, my number one, again, from the world of food, this is going to be for the restaurant, the Olive Garden. And their spokesperson is going to be Jigsaw from the movie Saw.
Okay.
The reason he is going to be a terrible spokesperson for them is, I believe the Olive Garden slogan is, when you're here, you're family. You know, they show you these amazing, quote-unquote, amazing, you know, food items and blah, blah, blah. So Jigsaw's going to talk, and he's going to start, of course, I want to play a little game. That's going to be the beginning of the commercial. And then Jigsaw is actually going to say, like, the normal script of, like, you know, the Tuscan chicken pasta, blah, 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 blah. And then he's going to look into the camera and say, "Eat it. I dare you." Something to that effect, where he's challenging you to eat Olive Garden food.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's going to happen to finally make the Olive Garden shutter its doors and be gone forever. Because if Jigsaw challenged me to do anything, I am not participating in anything that he wants me to participate in. Because,
sure,
you know, you take one bite of this Tuscan chicken pasta, and all of a sudden there is like an explosive in your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, if you take one more bite, your head will explode unless you are able to kill Wes next to you with this breadstick. It is he is everything he sets up as an elaborate, you know, setup to this horrifying, awful decision you're going to have to make. So if Jigsaw is telling me to indulge in some Olive Garden, that means there are going to be some real decisions made real soon. So I feel like the Olive Garden is finally going to call it quits because Jigsaw, that's it. No one's going back. No one is going back to the murder factory that is going to become every Olive Garden.
Because we don't know what the meat actually is at
you
the
have
Olive
no idea.
Garden then. Yeah.
No idea.
Mm-hmm.
It is a former waitress. It is...
Oh, God. Who knows?
Who knows?
Nobody does.
But these are all the thoughts that you would start to imagine once you found yourself in an Olive Garden. Or the Murder Factory, as it will then be known as.
I mean, I do have a confession. I do like the Olive Garden.
I mean, the soup, salad, breadsticks, lights out.
Hey, I like the pasta. I like it, man.
You know, that's fine. That's fine, Wes. Until you realize there's a Donnie Wahlberg tied up above your table.
I'd be all right with it.
You know what? A little ambiance of strewn up Donnie Wahlberg. Not a problem.
Yeah, of course. Be like, hey, how's Mark doing? Is Mark doing all right?
Everyone always asks about Mark. Someone just kill me. Please.
Oh, man. This chicken Toscani pasta is great with the extra explosives.
God, I love your tears, Donnie Wahlberg. The perfect amount of salt.
That's
so Jigsaw for the Olive Garden. I think that's it. That's it. No one's going back. No
right.
one's going back.
Well, my top five in review.
So we had electronics.
Anthony Weiner for the iPhone 6S.
We had Freddy Krueger with the nanny cam.
For clothing, we had Buffalo Bill for a line of women's dresses.
And just fall into the gap because I'd fuck me.
Oh, boy. My number three, we had Gwyneth Paltrow with the Salvation Army.
We had the Pale Man from Pan's Labyrinth for those starving children in Africa. Number two was the hygiene product.
That was Pigpen from Peanuts with the Dove soap.
And don't worry, it's Pizza the Hut for Tampax tampons.
And for number one, for food, we had that goddamn clown Ronald McDonald with the echidna penis.
My number one was Jigsaw challenging you to eat the Olive Garden.
I just want to point out, I think we just want a record for using the term echidna penis the most times in a podcast.
Truth. Hey, we finally did it!
We did it!
Finally!
Guys, as always, thank you so much for listening. We will be back here next week, come hell or high water or blood in the mouth, I swear.
Ew, saying blood in the mouth?
Yeah.
Sounds way worse than saying, like, my mouth is bleeding.
Yeah.
Blood in the mouth. Ew, right. Gross.
But we love, love, love hearing what you guys have to say. So if you have a top five possible worst spokespeople, please write us in. You can leave a comment here at oneofus.net. You can also email us at fiveplaynet@gmail.com.
Yeah, Facebook and Twitter, they're so close. They're so close to being ready.
If only they had different spokespeople.
We just need to both push our keys in at the same time and figure out how to turn them at the same time. We've mm-hmm. trying for months. It's bad.
Yeah, it's really bad. I blanked Steve on three, not three, then go.
And I turned it.
Oh, God, Steve.
Ah!
And as always, I'm Wes.
I'm Steve.
That was five.
And we're out!